is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Quick shiroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skyler Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonnier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Lawley in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Lawley in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good afternoon. Hello, everybody, once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. It is game number 4 of today's MLK Classic. We've had 3 varsity games in the books, and all 3 of them entertaining, tight games. St. Mary's just nipped undefeated Lexington. One up by 3, Chuck, at the wire. 3-point win by St. Mary's over Lexington.
Yep, ended up good by 3. They hit 2 free throws at the end, but it was a 1-point game. It was a heck of a game.
And that game followed the Rushi 71-60 triumph over Willard. And in game 1, undefeated Findlay Liberty Benton nipped Anna by 4. Anna had a shot to tie it with several seconds to go. It was blocked. Liberty Benton hit 2 free throws to push it to 4. This is game 4 coming up as Fort Loramie, the host team, takes on Yellow Springs. By way of record, Fort Loramie 9-3 overall, 3-3 in the Shelby County League. Yellow Springs, which is a substitute for Preble Shawnee, which originally was in the field in this classic. Yellow Springs 6-8 on the season, 1-5 in the Metro Buckeye Conference. And we understand that the leading scorer, 10 points a game for Yellow Springs, is not here. He is traveling on this holiday weekend, and the Yellow Springs is missing Eli Eirich, a 5'11 senior, 10 points a game. So Yellow Springs will dig deeper into its bench. Fort Loramie, Chuck, we've seen the Redskins play numerous times this year. Up and down. It's a club that's gotten better since the start of the year. Of course, they were wearing shoulder pads the first few games. Delayed start to basketball following the very deep run in the Division 7 football playoffs. But Fort Loramie's got a lot of good pieces. It's just a case of getting them assembled and clicking. You've seen Fort Loramie play Bodkins twice. The Redskins were awful good in beating Bodkins the first time. Trojans rebounded, put it on Fort Loramie in one of the recent games we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com.
They played, Bodkins played really well Friday night. like he wanted to say last night because it's weirder sitting here on Sunday. But, you know, Lormie's got all the parts. They just have to get them together. You got Caleb Maurer, who is as good as anybody in the league. I think the difference between him and Carter Plyman for Botkins is that Caleb has still tried to take most of the scoring burden on himself, where Plyman is starting to get it to other people, and I think that's making them a better basketball team.
It'll be interesting to see what Yellow Spring tries to do in terms of tempo. I bet Yellow Springs will slow it down a little bit, judging from the Yellow Springs scores on the year. It is a slow-tempo ball club, averaging at the offensive end only 38 points a game,
right,
giving up in excess of 50. I don't think Yellow Springs has any choice. That club cannot begin to run with the Fort Laramie Redskins.
No. And from what I understand, they Preble Shawnee backed out, that they kind of threw a thing out there to see who had an open date, and one was Yellow Springs, the other one was Alder. They chose Yellow Springs, probably a good choice.
And Ohio State couldn't play because they were on the road at Rutgers.
Yeah, they were going to send some kids over, but they decided to go ahead and send them all to Rutgers.
Fort Laramie Redskins against Yellow Springs, game four of the MLK Classic. The first three have been real scraps, fine contests. We salute the MLK Classic committee of sorts here at Fort Laramie. They put together a fine Sunday of basketball. Two more games to follow after this one. Marion Local against Springfield Shawnee. Minster versus Miami East. Those should be good scoring competitive games.
Yeah, they should be. It's kind of cleared out a little bit. St. Mary's and Lexington both had a bunch of people here.
Oh, yeah.
And it kind of cleared the gym out. So now it doesn't look like Yellow Springs brought anybody. So the crowd's going to be pretty much Laramie here for this game.
We'll take a three-minute break and then return. Starting lineups upcoming. Opening tip around the corner. Fort Laramie, the host school, against Yellow Springs in today's Fort Laramie MLK Classic. I'm Jack, along with Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee once again here at Fort Loramie, moments away from the start of game four of six here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Redskins, the host team, upcoming against Yellow Springs in just a few minutes. Chuck, when this Fort Loramie team gets multiple scorers who aid Caleb Maurer, who, by the way, is averaging in excess of 16 points a game, the Redskins then are mighty tough. I hearken back to a recent victory over Anna, 53-47. Maurer had 19, Ryan Olscher had 10, Logan Eilerman 12, Austin Kleiman 10. Austin Kleiman, by the way, performed well against Botkins in a game we covered recently. But Fort Loramie's got scorers, no doubt about it. Botkins just put the whammy on him with real good D the other night. But Fort Loramie's got the potential to be a team that can score in the upper 50s to near 60 points a game.
Yeah, they do. And I'll tell you, Austin Kleiman has become a basketball player for these kids, this team, and he's getting better. He's getting more playing time, more meaningful playing time. You got Maurer handling the basketball. You got Kaiser, who made a couple of moves Friday night, which I like to see, not just sitting up and spotting up for threes, but actually tried to create some shots for himself. Eilerman, both Eilermans. Darren had a pretty decent game against Botkins.
Yep.
Logan, I don't remember if he scored. He didn't shoot the ball very well.
Ryan Holscher's got the potential to be a double-digit scorer. He can line it up from behind the arc, as can Ethan Kaiser. We've seen him do that this season. So I think in Fort Loramie's case, it's just a matter of ball distribution. Yeah, Caleb Maurer has got to be the quarterback, scorer/facilitator, and sometimes that combination of roles can be a little tricky.
Well, it's not anything he's had to do before. So now they're asking him to do some different things, but smart kid, great athlete, and if anybody can handle it, it'll be Caleb.
Give Corey Britton and Mitch Westerheide kudos. Corey, the head coach of Fort Loramie, Mitch, the athletic director. Wow, congrats on one heck of a Sunday MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. Head coach, by the way, at Yellow Springs is Nick Trimbach. He's in his fourth year. He was 5 years freshman coach at Springfield Shawnee under head coach Chris McGuire. Springfield Shawnee, by the way, plays in the very next game after this one. And I talked to Coach Trimbach just a few days ago, and he said, my focus is on developing players into positive members of the community and caring about them long after graduation.
And good for him.
And that's what Chuck McBee was all about when he was a coach.
Good for him. That's exactly what you do. You can play, you teach them basketball, but there's a whole lot better lessons out there besides the basketball that they're learning.
One of the big keys to this game today, and I alluded to it earlier, Coach Trimbach said, we got to be patient. We got to limit turnovers, work the clock, be disciplined, and that tells me that Yellow Springs is going to do what it can to limit the number of possessions in this game today. Yellow Springs has got to keep it in the 40s, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if it gets out of the 40s, they're in trouble. They don't have enough firepower, you know, and then when Irish is not here, the leading scorer, that changes everybody's role today. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We were surprised by the outcome of the first game. Not that Anna doesn't have the ability, but that was about as well as Anna could play, I thought, in that first game. And they just almost got themselves the upset.
Right. Starting lineups opening tip up next. We'll return in just a few minutes. Fort Loramie, Yellow Springs, game four of today's MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Again, the Yellow Springs top scorer on the year at 10 points a game. Young man named Eli Eirich is not here. He's a 5'11 senior. He is on the road on this holiday weekend, and Yellow Springs will not have him. Fort Loramie's opponent was already going to be outmanned, and now the difference is more significant. Starting lineups are as follows. Ethan Kennemeyer, 6'1 senior for Yellow Springs, along with Antonio Chaitin. Tony Meyer is 6'1, and he's a senior, averaging 7 points a game. Chaitin, a 5'10 junior, at 6 points a game. Josh Clark, a 6 foot senior, is at 8 points a game. Additional starters are Sam Miller, a 6 foot junior guard, and Sean Van Hoos, who averages 5.5 a game. Van Hoos is tall and lanky. He is a 6'7" senior. So Yellow Springs, Chuck, will have the tallest man on the floor here today.
Well, they got 6'9" sitting on the bench.
Yes, exactly. 6'9" lad, Otto Cipollini, a 6'9" junior. He'll come in off the bench as the 7th or 8th man. For Fort Loramie, Caleb Maurer, 6'1" senior guard. Brian Holscher, 6'3" senior wing player. Ethan Kaiser, 5'11" senior guard. On the front line, Logan Eilerman, 6'4" senior. Darren Eilerman at a forward, a 6'1" senior. Chuck, let's take a quick one-minute break. Opening tip is next. Fort Loramie, Yellow Springs, here at the MLK Classic on ScoresBroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Psalm-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Well, Fort Loramie head coach Corey Britton rewarded Austin Plyman for his fine showing against Botkins the other night. He is in the starting lineup. Darren Eilerman will be one of the first off the bench for the Redskins. Jumping center, it is Logan Eilerman against Ethan Kennemeyer for Yellow Springs. And Yellow Springs gets the tap to start the game. 25 feet away is Kennemeyer. Hands it off out front to Chayton. Skips it cross court to a teammate. Back to Chayton. Chayton in the top of the circle. Hangs on. Holds the ball. Gives it up to Sam Miller. Yellow Springs in the road. Black, white numbers. Fort Loramie white. Red and blue numerals. Offensive foul, Yellow Springs. Fort Loramie white from top to bottom. Red and black numbers. Did I say blue by mistake? I'm not that colorblind. Good defense by Fort Loramie on the first offensive set by Yellow Springs.
Kaiser jumped in, took charge.
Here come the Redskins offensively. Caleb Maurer behind the arc, right wing, gives it up to Ethan Kaiser. Straight away to Logan Eilerman. Near side to Ryan Holscher. There's Austin Plyman, top of the key. Now Maurer, picked up by Chayton. Good dump down inside to Austin Plyman. Six-footer is on the rim, rolling in. Soft touch, Austin Plyman. He gets the first two. Austin played well against Botkins. In the game, Fort Loramie lost to the Trojans at the Botkins gym. But Austin Plyman gets the nod for his good work. He's in the starting five today. And he initiates the scoring with a shot in the paint. Yellow Springs has possession. It is Kennemeyer, senior, 6'1", top of the circle. Takes a long shot, no good. Wide to the left, quick rebound Fort Loramie. Kaiser, they head to Holscher. He gives it up left corner, Logan Eilerman, who sets and shoots the three and buries it.
Maybe that'll get Logan going because he could not buy a basket against Botkins.
No, he couldn't. He was just an inch or two off all night. 5-0 Fort Loramie, 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Dribbling with the ball, Sam Miller. Miller, far left wing to Kennemeyer. Jason Kennemeyer on the floor now for Yellow Springs. Twin of Ethan. Here's a little shot right in front. It is good. Sam Miller got the two. Yellow Springs on the board. 5-2 Fort Loramie. Baseline left, Holscher. Holscher splits a couple defenders. Rim the 8-footer for the Redskins. And Yellow Springs has the rebound. Up over the timeline. 25 feet away for Yellow Springs is Jason Kennemeyer. Jason hands off out back to Josh Clark. He hoists up a three. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound down to Logan Eilerman. Up ahead to Caleb Maurer. In the lane to Austin Plyman. Left-hander up short, but a foul against Yellow Springs. And Austin will shoot two.
Number zero.
Redskins looking to pound that ball inside so far here at the start with a big height advantage.
They do have a big height advantage.
5:19 to go, opening quarter. Free throw, Austin Plyman on the way. Oh, it circled the rim like a top and spun out. 5-2 Redskins, substitution. We've got Aiden Warman in, 6'1 senior. Holscher gets an early respite. Second shot by Austin Plyman on the way. Good, right through the nets. 6-2 Fort Loramie. Hey, Austin Plyman's got a very good stroke, soft touch.
I'm impressed.
Midcourt, Yellow Springs with the ball. It is Jason Kennemeyer. Feeds the top of the circle to Clark. Little give and go down the lane to a teammate. Overshooting is Jason Kennemeyer, and Fort Loramie's got the rebound. Kaiser barrels ahead, goes to Darren Eilerman is in. Right wing Caleb Maurer. Good low post pass to Logan Eilerman. Missed it from 4 feet. It hung on the rim and fell off. Yellow Springs with the board. Down 6-2. We played 3 minutes opening quarter. Ball popped away. Top of the circle. Yellow Springs loses it. Kaiser's got it for Fort Loramie. Down to Caleb Maurer. Fakes left, goes right. Around a player to the rim. Shot off the side of the board. But he's pumped. Two free throws here for Caleb Maurer. of Fort Loramie. So many thanks to our Fort Loramie game sponsors. These three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. M&A Muffler and Tires, Dyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and thanks as well to Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. First free throw, Caleb Maurer is in. Recently in a game, Chuck, Caleb Maurer made 10 straight. Very good free throw shooter. That one around the iron and down through. 8-2 Fort Loramie, 4.5 to go here in the first period. Dribbling up ahead, right wing, Josh Clark. Clark, handoff on the play to Sam Miller. Baseline right, ball stolen by Fort Loramie. Stolen back by Miller. Missed the layup. Rebound, let's see. We've got contact down inside. I think the official has got a foul against Fort Loramie, which took the ball away. Yeah, that was a touch foul. Could have been ignored. Looked like a pretty clean theft by the Redskins, but the ball will be inbounded below the rim by Josh Clark of Yellow Springs. Clark, a 6-foot senior, lobs it out back to Ethan Kennemeyer. Handoff on the play to Antonio Chaitin. He steps back and lights up a three-pointer. Good-looking long-range bomb by Chaitin. 8-5, Fort Loramie leads. 3:58 to go first quarter, and we've got an officials timeout, or did Yellow Springs call it?
Yellow Springs called it.
Under four to play opening quarter, 8-5 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving in to the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie, the MLK Classic Game 4. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Previous game went to St. Mary's, knocking off Lexington, previously undefeated Lexington. Earlier today in Game 1 at noon, Anna fell just short, lost 49-45 to undefeated Findlay Liberty Benton. And Rushi, in a game we broadcasted here on scoresbroadcast.com, downed Willard, a Division II club. Raiders victorious 71-60 in a very high-octane, fast-paced game. Here's Fort Loramie underneath the rim, ball knocked out by Yellow Springs. Redskins throw it in, foul over the back. And Aiden Worman, who caught the pass below the backboard, is at the free throw line with two. Fouled in the act of shooting. First free throw by Worman. Swish. 9-5 Fort Loramie. Good to see Aiden back on the floor. Injured late in the summer or early in the fall. Hey, Fort Loramie this year, Chuck, has got a lot of experience depth.
Yeah, I mean, he got hurt in a golfing accident, which I understand he's an outstanding golfer.
Sure is. Good free throw shooter, too. Nails a pair right there. 5-point lead, Fort Loramie. 3 minutes, 20 seconds to go, opening quarter. Miller's got the ball 30 feet away for Yellow Springs. Good defense by Fort Loramie. Sean Van Hoos, 6'7", senior, on the floor. Throws on the arc to a teammate. And hurling in a long three is Jason Kennemeyer for Yellow Springs. Boy, that was majestic. High, lofty skyscraper, 10-8 Fort Loramie. Here's Caleb Maurer setting, shooting the three. Bingo! He's got it. 13-8 Fort Loramie, 2:52 to go in the first. Dashing up the right side of the floor, it's Jason Kennemeyer for Yellow Springs. Gives it up out back to Liam McLean, who's in, a 5'9 senior, and the ball is swiped. deflected, taken away by Darren Eilerman of Fort Loramie. Down to Caleb Maurer. Good look down inside to Austin Plyman. Fine feed. Finished by Plyman. Foul, Yellow Springs. And the Redskins' lead swells to 7. Chance for a three-point play. Fort Loramie looking for Austin Plyman.
That was strong. He got his arm grabbed that time. Not sure how he got the ball up to the rim and made the basket.
I tell you what, Chuck, that Division IV Pickwick sectional is going to be rugged. 4 quality SCAL teams will be competing in that boys' Division IV sectional at Pickwick. Rushi, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, Bodkins. 3-point play completed by Austin Plyman. 16-8 Redskins. Yellow Springs with the ball at the high post. It's Jason Kennemeyer. Goes right corner to Clark. He tight ropes the boundary. Let's see, Fort Loramie over guarded.
Yeah, they called it on Holscher.
Ryan Holscher stuck out a knee. 2:21 to go in the first. Yellow Springs inbounding. Right of the goal, it's Josh Clark. He throws on the arc to Jason Kennemeyer. Pass to the post, broken up and stolen by Aiden Werman of Fort Loramie. Long, high heave down the floor. Intended for Darren Eilerman. Yellow Springs breaks it up. Darren touches it last. Yellow Springs possession, 2 to play here in the first stanza. 16-8, Fort Loramie leads. Dribbling is Jason Kennemeyer at midcourt. Hands off to big 6'7", Sean Van Hoos. Now Antonio Chaitin, who's got a 3 in this game. Ball dealt to J.P. Anderson, 6-foot senior, in off the bench. Back to Chaitin. Good assignment right there for Caleb Maurer. Here's a 3 ball from the right flank. Bingo! Pumped in by Jason Kennemeyer. Was that 3 threes for Yellow Springs?
Yep, he has 2, and that's 3 for the team.
Minute 30 left, opening period. Fort Loramie 16, Yellow Springs 11. High right, it is Holscher. Gives it up straight away to Darren Eilerman. All over him is Jason Kennemeyer. Now Weirman coming out to catch is Austin Plyman to Caleb Maurer. Steps back, lines up a 3 ball, and hits it. Woo! Man, oh man.
That is a quiet 8-point quarter so far for Caleb.
Yep, not a lot of arch on that shot by Caleb Maurer, but it was right on the money. Right over the lip of the rim and down through the cylinder, 19-11, Fort Loramie. Behind the back dribble by Josh Clark of Yellow Springs at the head of the key. Deals it to Jason Kennemeyer. Bad pass down low, out of bounds to the Redskins. 19-11, Fort Loramie. That was a quick release on that last shot by Caleb, who might have thought about a few too many, too long in that game against Bodkins. Didn't shoot it particularly well. Of course, Bodkins' defense the entire game was excellent. High left, it's Ethan Kaiser. Kaiser dribbling, coming out to catch is Austin Plyman. Here's Aiden Werman. High right point, chucked up a 3, short. Long rebound for Loramie. Caleb Maurer, 3-pointer. Swish! Redskins benefiting from the long rebound. 2 threes in a row. Long distance shots, but Caleb Maurer, he's drilled a pair. 9 seconds to go, first quarter. Fort Loramie up 11. Here's a fadeaway jump shot by Clark behind the free throw line. In and out. Fort Loramie on the dead run. Maurer spots up, shoots the 35-footer off the back of the rim, and the first quarter finishes. Fort Loramie 22, Yellow Springs 11 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. including Osgood Bank. It's been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology, we support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Fort Loramie possession, early second quarter. Redskins widened out the lead to 11 after the first 8 minutes at 22-11. Caleb Bowers got the ball deep in the left corner. Throws it on top to Logan Eilerman. Ball swung to Ethan Kaiser. On the floor for Fort Loramie, Carter Gasson, 6-foot sophomore. Logan Eilerman's available. High left point. Missed it off the rim. Rebound deflected right back out to Logan. Ethan Kaiser available right corner. You can count that. No one around. Ethan poured it through.
Yeah, he sets his feet. He's 50% from shooting threes.
25-11 Redskins. With the ball is Yellow Springs. Here's a baseline drive. It is Ethan Kennemeyer. Shot it wide of the mark on the run. Rebound to Kaiser. Ahead to Caleb Maurer. Quickly out inside to Austin Plyman. Nice shot fake. Up and no good. Off the rim. Gasson struggles for the rebound. Out of bounds to Yellow Springs.
Everything but the ball going in the basket that time.
25-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. I tell you what, Chuck, both the Redskins and the Botkins Trojans appear to be headed for paths of consistent improvement over the course of the rest of this season. Each team will be mighty strong heading into the tournament. Boy, is there a tougher Division IV sectional in the state of Ohio than Piqua?
There usually isn't, and this year is no exception.
Right. Ball knocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Yellow Springs inbounds right of the rim. It is thrown in by Josh Clark. Far right corner. It's handled there by Jason Kennemeyer. Gives it up cross court to Clark. 25-11 Fort Loramie. Here's Chayton, picked up by Caleb Maurer. Chayton on the bounce. Antonio Chayton, a 5'10 junior. On a weave with Jason Kennemeyer. 6:18 to go, second quarter, 25-11 Fort Loramie. Yellow Springs, patient on offense, ball thrown to the post. Here's a twisting bank shot, arched up there on the play by J.P. Anderson, too hard. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Skip pass, cross court to Kaiser. Look out, three ball, three more, Ethan Kaiser. 28-11 Redskins. Yellow Springs have got to mark up on the three-point shooters. 28-11, Fort Loramie up 17, 5:58 to go in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Hey, don't forget, put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metal working fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs, too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster, inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in the first half. Fort Laramie 28, Yellow Springs 11. Redskins on a string of points. I think Fort Laramie scored the last dozen in a row. What was the score at the end of one, Chuck?
22-11 at the end of the first quarter.
There's a cross-court pass by Yellow Springs, heaved out of bounds, intended for Jayton in the right corner. Caleb Bauer, Ethan Kaiser will bring it down. We near the five-minute mark in the second. Jayton on Caleb. Here's Gasson, 25 feet away on the left. Logan Eilerman on top to Caleb Bauer. Little give and go with Logan Eilerman. He's handcuffed down inside, triple teamed. Is it a held ball or foul?
I think they called a foul.
It goes against Yellow Springs. And I tell you what, head coach Nick Trimbach is beside himself. He thought for sure that was a held ball going his way.
Yeah.
Oh, and Fort Laramie inbounds. Right in front is Caleb Maurer, a little two-footer. Ball was dealt to him below the iron. He dropped it home, 30-11 in favor of Fort Laramie. Josh Clark, no-look pass to Jayton in the lane. Jayton to Anderson. Jayton's got it now, 25 feet out. Ball dealt right flank to Sam Miller. 4:35 to go, second quarter. 30-11, Fort Laramie. Little shake and bake move by Jayton. He lost it, picked it up. He's available. Let's go the three, in and out. Oh, Logan Eilerman skied for the rebound. To Werman, outlet to Kaiser. Kaiser in the lane, shot blocked by Jayton. Good play. Josh Clark's got the board, ahead to Jayton. Fakes right, goes left, fakes it home on the run. Defensive foul against Fort Laramie. What a play by Jayton. Good one-on-one maneuver. 30-13, Fort Laramie. 4:12 to go in the second. Caleb Maurer, Logan Eilerman, and Aiden Werman come to the bench. Austin Plyman back out there for Fort Laramie. Also in, Maxwell Maurer, Caleb's brother, 6'1 sophomore. 3-point play converted to Yellow Springs, 30-14 in favor of Fort Laramie. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. Maurer down the right side. It goes on the play to Holscher. Near wing to Maxwell Maurer. Ball thrown back to Gasson in the paint. Hand off to the big man, Austin Plyman. Little semi-hook shot is in. Six-footer right in front. Down through the cylinder.
He got banged and he adjusted the shot. That was pretty impressive.
Tell you what, Austin Plyman's got an array of shots in his arsenal.
Yep, I like him down around the basket for sure.
Here's Yellow Springs in the half court. Pressure defense by Fort Laramie, and it's lost out of bounds by Ethan Kennemeyer.
You've turned it seven times now.
3:32 to go, second quarter. Fort Laramie 32, Yellow Springs 14. Here's Kaiser setting up and shooting. Gets a screen from the right flank. Missed it short, no good. Push off over the back against Fort Laramie.
Second, team six.
Team foul situation, Fort Laramie 6, Yellow Springs 5. Yellow Springs will bring it down the floor, trailing by 18. Aiden Werman back on the court for Ethan Kaiser for the Redskins. So many thanks to our three Fort Laramie game sponsors. With us each and every Fort Laramie contest all year, M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Heating, Electric, and Air Conditioning. Loose ball, Yellow Springs fumble it away. Quickly, Fort Laramie the other direction. Ryan Holscher on the dead run gets an easy deuce. 34-14, biggest lead for Fort Laramie, 20. Jayton on the arc. Hands it off on the play to Josh Clark. 3-point launch wide. Rebound comes down to Yellow Springs, which resets. It's Jayton. deals to Sam Miller, driving off the glass, no good. Taken down by Caleb Maurer, long heave down the floor to Holscher, another layup for Ryan. Oh, it went in and out. Plyman's got the board, it's strong. Rebound tracked down far side of the floor by Sam Miller. Chuck, I called that one prematurely.
Well, it should have did everything would go in.
But here's a twisting, turning layup. J.P. Anderson scooped it in for Yellow Springs. It's a track meet now. Long throw down the floor, Fort Loramie. Ball knocked away at the last second. Whistle blows below the basket. Off Fort Loramie last. Redskins a little out of control. Don't want to get somebody hurt.
No. But Max Maurer was going hard to the basket. And he got a little bit of a bump, but he just lost the ball.
34-16. In favor of Fort Loramie, a minute 55 to go, second quarter. Good ball rotation. Screen, left flank for Josh Clark. His line drive, flat jumper hit the rim and ricocheted out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Redskins up the floor, a minute 40 to go, second quarter. It has been all Fort Loramie against an outmanned Yellow Springs team, which is missing its best player, Eli Eirich, not here for this game. Fort Loramie throws a deep right corner. Good defense by Yellow Springs, which manages to get a piece of it out of bounds. Inbounded again by Fort Loramie. Baseline right of the basket. It is Caleb Maurer, top of the circle to Darren Eilerman. Hand off to Aiden Werman. Left wing, Maxwell Maurer. Pulls up, goes to Logan. Right side, Caleb Maurer. Starts a drive. Baseline J from 10. Got it. Patented move right there, Caleb Maurer.
It is. He elevates so well. Stops on a dime.
36-16, Fort Loramie. He had the three ball, but made the little nod. Shook his man, and then pulled up and made the short corner jumper. 58 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie ahead by 20. Yellow Springs out on top. It's Sam Miller lobbing it down inside for a teammate. Broken up by Fort Loramie. Loose on the deck. There's a ball pumped up there by Liam McLean of Yellow Springs. No good. Rebound on the arc to the three-point shooter, Sam Miller, and he buries it. 36-19, Fort Loramie. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Down the right side, it's Caleb Maurer. He swings it back out to Ethan Kaiser. Redskins take a timeout to set up a play for the final 26.8. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there were key building components. Yellow Springs needed to slow the pace down and keep Fort Loramie in the 40s. Yep, Yellow Springs has allowed 36 in the first two quarters of this game. That has not happened, and Fort Loramie's managed to quicken the pace. And that's to the Redskins' advantage. Key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Well, Redskins have the ball. Final 20 seconds, first half. Ryan Holscher, Caleb Maurer, pitch and catch on the arc. Ethan Kaiser, high right. He gives it up, gets it back. 10, 9, 8, Caleb Maurer starts. Hand off to Ethan. And Ethan is defended real well and took steps. 5.8 to go, first half. 36-19, Fort Loramie. Yellow Springs in backcourt. Ball comes up the near side to Jason Kennemeyer. Bad throw, though, picked off by Fort Loramie as the first half finishes. Redskins in the lead by a 36-19 count after two quarters over Yellow Springs in Game 4 of the MLK Classic here at the Redskins Gym. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Oh, it will give you your best do ever. 40 years of doing business. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Kathy Wilson, stylist Chris Siegel. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible. Yep. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. Our experience, your style. We will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. 36-19, Fort Loramie over Yellow Springs here at halftime. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243, 295-3243. Go online, set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's way back in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. Remember, Geyer's offers super service on your car and outstanding collision repair. New and pre-owned Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. Online, too, at GeyersInc.com. GeyersInc.com. Halftime here at the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. Redskins 36, Yellow Springs 19 after two periods of play. Our halftime presented to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Loramie's got a 12-7 rebounding advantage, 3-2 on the offensive boards. Yellow Springs turned the ball 9 times in the first half. Fort Loramie only turned it 4. 6-7 from the free throw line for Loramie. Yellow Springs did not get goal. They were 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Missed that one. Individual scoring. They got Jayden with 6. They got Nehemiah with 6. They got 5 from Miller. 2 from Anderson. They scored 11-8. 19 for the first half. Caleb Maurer, 15 in the first half. They got 8 from Austin Plyman, 6 from Ethan Kaiser, 3 from Logan Eilerman, and 2 each from Weirman and Ryan Holscher. They scored 22-14, and they lead it 36-19 at the half.
Chuck, I love the way the Redskins are pounding that ball inside to Austin Plyman. He's got some maneuvers. He's got shots. He's a big man who's coming along like gangbusters for the Redskins.
Well, I'm glad that he got the shot. He had such a good game, and I'm glad that they rewarded him by that game at Botkins by giving him the start tonight. He deserved it.
17-point cushion, Fort Loramie over Yellow Springs. Don't forget, we've got more basketball action for you on Tuesday night. Botkins at Rushi, airtime 6:55, tip-off at 7:30. Halftime here at Fort Loramie, game 4 of the MLK Classic. Redskins 36, Yellow Springs 19. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in
2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
It is 36-19 Fort Loramie over Yellow Springs. Third quarter about set to commence. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at the second annual MLK Classic here at the Redskins Gym. By way of recap, first came here today, won by Finley Liberty Benton over Anna. Final difference, 4 points, 49-45. Anna had a couple of small leads late in the third, early in the fourth quarter. Anna had a shot to tie with under 10 seconds to go. It was blocked. Finley Liberty Benton made two free throws to push the final difference to four. We covered the second game, Rushi 71, Willard 60. How many points did Aiden Quinter have in that one? It was a terrific contest.
20-some.
For Aiden Quinter, he and Braylon Cordonier were special.
27-24.
51 between the two. We start the third quarter of this game, and a long three ball is pumped in by Josh Clark of Yellow Springs to make it 36-22. Third game was won by St. Mary's, upsetting Lexington, as Fort Loramie counters. Ethan Kaiser is available, left corner. They let him go, and boy, he made Yellow Springs pay. He drilled in a triple, two threes to start the second half. 39-22 in favor of Fort Loramie. Now, St. Mary's with big, is it Austin Parks? Austin, yeah, big 6'11". Yeah, 6'11 inside man for St. Mary's. He was the most valuable player in the win over Lexington, which came in undefeated. Here it's 39-22. Yellow Springs with a turnover. And Caleb Maurer shakes loose down the floor for Fort Loramie. Sprints to the rim for a driving layup. And it's 41-22. Redskins up 19. First minute 30 of the third quarter. Here's a high dribble through the paint area. The Sam Miller of Yellow Springs hands off to teammate Sam Miller, little six-footer right in front. Got it. And Yellow Springs head coach Nick Trimbach gets a timeout. 6:36 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie 41, Yellow Springs 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Fort Loramie basketball up 17. 6:25 to go, third quarter, clock running. Here's Aiden Werman on the floor. Bullet-like pass down low on the left for Austin Plyman. No, it's Logan Eilerman who catches near the rim. Muscles up strong, no good, but he's clobbered on the shoulder, and he is awarded with two free throws.
His first, team's first, shooting two.
Logan Eilerman toes the stripe for Fort Loramie. Dips the knees, eyes the basket, shot on the way, off the back iron, nope. Thanks to Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Nick Fullenkamp, all the staff and associates, thank you, Custom Foam. First free throw, Logan, was hard. Second shot is spot on, perfect. 18-point deficit facing Yellow Springs. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. 30 feet away on the arc, it's Josh Clark for Yellow Springs. Now to Chayton. Chayton dribbling. Carves out space in the lane. Running scooper, no. Kaiser on the rebound for Fort Loramie down to Caleb Maurer. Oh, he hits a galloping Logan Eilerman. Catches and scores on the dead run. Good assist by Caleb.
Good run on the floor of Eilerman also.
That was a fine combo during the football season.
Yeah, they got a couple of those.
44-24 in favor of Fort Loramie. Yellow Springs with a missed throw. Down low for Chayton. Redskins might have touched it. Out of bounds to Yellow Springs. Are you looking for work? You better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. More about Spherion in a moment. Go to applyohio.com. That's applyohio.com. Yellow Springs possession in the post. It's Kennemeyer, Jason Kennemeyer, on the dribble. His twin is Ethan. Bad pass taken away by Fort Loramie. Down the floor to Caleb Maurer. He goes up, thinks about dunking, lays it in right over the front edge of the rim. Nice and softly. 46-24. Yellow Springs on the loose. Down the floor, Jason Kennemeyer in the paint. Hooked it up, no good. But a foul against the Redskins. 5:14 to go in the third. Fort Loramie 46, Yellow Springs 24. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including those in Sydney, Bellefontaine, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. Location, Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com, register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It can work for you. 5 minutes left in the third. Two free throws made by Yellow Springs. Here's a baseline drive by the Redskins. And in a little bit of trouble on the play is Fort Loramie. Ball stolen by Yellow Springs. Down the floor to Josh Clark. Ball lobbed out back to Jason Kennemeyer. Down low on the right to a teammate. Swinging toward the rim as Sam Miller flipped it in on the dead run. Miller's looked good here today, Chuck. 6 foot junior for Yellow Springs. Kaiser top of the circle to Gasson. 46-28 Fort Loramie. Baseline right, Caleb Maurer. Hooks it in the corner to a teammate. Long jumper in the air. No. Alex Berger in off the bench. 6'2 junior. Misfires. And Yellow Springs got the board. Deep left corner. Ethan Kennemeyer swings it on top to Miller. 46-28 Fort Loramie. 4 minutes to play. Third quarter. Caleb Maurer is guarding Miller. Got a loose ball in the right corner, and Yellow Springs had possession and stepped out on the stripe. The official right on top of it. 4 minutes to go in the third. Darren Eilerman back on the court for Alex Berger. Redskins walk it across. It's Caleb Maurer at the Redskins logo. High left to Gasson. Near right side, Austin Plyman. Back to Caleb Maurer. Skip pass, cross-court to Ethan Kaiser. Picked up pronto by Jason Kennemeyer. Ethan, a very good three-point shooter. Here's Caleb Maurer from the right wing. Drills it. A triple. Caleb Maurer from long distance. How many for him, Chuck?
That's 22.
49-28 Fort Loramie. 3:27 to go, third quarter. Yellow Springs, Josh Clark. Throws top of the circle to Jason Kennemeyer. Caleb Maurer goes sprawling, trying to make the steal. Blind pass to Ethan Kennemeyer below the rim. And Fort Loramie swats it out of bounds. 3:14 to go in the third. Redskins up 21. Aiden Werman back on the floor for Fort Loramie in place of Ethan Kaiser. Ball inbounded, deep left corner to Sam Miller. Miller off balance at the elbow on the left, short, and it goes out of bounds to the Redskins. Say, don't forget, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike and Jackson Center, does it all and very well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins a few days a week. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center. And from 10 to 12:30 on Saturdays, flu and virus vaccines too. Redskins miss a jump shot from the right flank. Yellow Springs has got the rebound, forecourt to our left. For Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, phone 937-596-8100. In-store shopping available, curbside pickup, but doing everything well to keep you well, Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Turnover Yellow Springs, Redskins get it back. Werman far left wing on top to Austin Plyman. Down to Werman, skips it cross court for Gasson. Out high to Darren Eilerman, 2:11 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie had the 21. Here's Aiden Worman on top. Austin Plyman high right. Near side Gasson. Straight away Darren Eilerman. Down to a minute 54 to go in the third. Open player right corner. Aiden Worman cut off. Good feed inside to Darren Eilerman. Six footer. Bounced off the iron. Hit the rim. Flared into the corner. Yellow Springs tracked it down. Yellow Springs into the forecourt to her left. Here's a quick three pumped up there by Miller. It hit the back rim. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Score remains 49-28. Series of empty possessions here. On the arc is Holscher. Holscher gives it up to Darren Eilerman. Here's a long three by Aiden Worman. It's short. Rebound volleyballed around. And garnered by Yellow Springs. Quickly down the floor, Miller. Miller on the dead run. Got to the rim. Blocking foul against Fort Loramie. With a minute 13 to go in the third. And the Redskins up 21.
His second. Team second.
A couple of free throws here for Sam Miller of Yellow Springs. First shot is good. This young man's had a nice game.
Now he's got 10.
Good floor game. Disperses the ball nicely. Good shooter. Loves to drive to the basket. Has good accuracy from distance. Both free throws dead center by Miller of Yellow Springs. 49-30, Fort Loramie. A minute 12 to go here in the third. Forecourt right, Caleb Maurer. Maurer hangs on. Picked up by Anderson. Weaves to Ethan Kaiser, head of the key. 23 feet away, Kaiser lets it go, and he pops it in from downtown. Triple try by Ethan Kaiser, right on. He's got four triples, Chuck.
Yep.
Whew. Good afternoon for Ethan. Well, he is streaky. If he makes one or two, he's liable to double that total. 52-30, Redskins. Half minute to go, third quarter. Outside the lane on the left, it's Josh Clark. Finds Anderson down low. Little push shot, baseline right, short, but a foul against Gasson. And Anderson's got two free throws coming here for Yellow Springs.
His third, team's third.
Here at the quarter break, we'll alert you all about Myers Tavern in Botkins. A couple of foul shots for Anderson of Botkins. I should say of Yellow Springs. Myers Tavern's in Botkins. Free throw, Anderson got it. 52-31, Fort Loramie. Second shot by Anderson on the way. Little strong. Good rebound, Caleb Maurer, as he leaped in front of the shooter. Maurer brings it down. Goes left flank to a teammate. Here's a three ball by Holscher. Got his feet set, and he swished it from 23 feet. 55-31, Redskins with a bevy of threes in this game, Chuck.
10 of them.
Woo, 10 triples by Fort Loramie. 4 seconds to go, third quarter. Yellow Springs misfires. Fort Loramie will get it out of bounds with 1.9 to go, up 24 here near the end of the third. Here's a heave to midcourt to Caleb Maurer. 45-footer on the way. Little strong, no good. And the third quarter closes out. Fort Loramie up 55-31 over Yellow Springs. Say, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those that come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main. Known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are great. Terrific strip loin steak at night. Proud to be a local casual hangout. We welcome you for any meal of the day at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers at 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Fourth quarter upcoming. This is our last broadcast of the day. We return to the air on Tuesday night, Botkins at Rushi in the Shelby County Athletic League. And then on Wednesday night, the Sydney girls travel to Vandalia Butler. Sydney girls in an MLK event at Pickerington were beaten today. return to the hardwood on Wednesday night in the Miami Valley League against Vandalia Butler. We start the fourth quarter. Holscher pulls up inside the arc, missed a 16-footer. Rebound down to Yellow Springs. Chest pass up ahead to Miller. Miller, 25 feet away, gives it to Josh Clark. Clark throws right corner to a three-point jump shooter, and it's Jason Kennemeyer who connects. 55-34, Fort Loramie by 21, 7:20 to go in the game. Maurer down the right side to Holscher. Straight away to Logan Eidelman, left wing Ethan Kaiser. Now Caleb Maurer to the post it goes. There's a fight for a loose ball picked up by Caleb Maurer in the corner. He overshoots. Good play on the rebound as Austin Plyman saved it in off the body of a Yellow Springs player, Josh Clark.
Use those big long arms of his.
Inbounding baseline right of the rim is Caleb Maurer. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Ball pitch, top of the circle to Holscher. Good bounce pass, weaved into the post area to Plyman. Half hook shot with the right from 8 feet away. Strong, but a foul against Yellow Springs. Austin Plyman continues to show development in the paint. Boy, he is fast improving. Free throw by Austin on the way. Yes, sir. 56-34. 22-point lead. Redskins will go to 10-3 with this triumph. Second shot, Austin Plyman. Front rim, backboard, in again. 57-34 in favor of Fort Loramie. Midcourt, dribbling, Josh Clark. Veers off into the corner for Yellow Springs. Flips it out back to J.P. Anderson. Back to Clark. Picked up on the play by Ethan Kaiser. Right corner, Ethan Kennemeyer for Yellow Springs. Yep, now to Antonio Chaitin. Almost pumped it up top of the circle, didn't. Lobbed it into big 6'7", Sean Van Hoos. Pivots with the right hand, he's fouled. Plyman got him. Sean Van Hoos, 6'7", senior to the stripe for Yellow Springs. A little surprised, Chuck, we didn't see a little more of Van Hoos with his bulk and length.
That wasn't real smooth right there. And then afterwards, he took two hands and shoved Plyman in the back. He's got a little bit of an attitude to go along with very little basketball ability watching him shoot.
I didn't see that late shot.
I did.
Not good. First free throw around and out. Second shot here for Van Hoos of Yellow Springs. That one's in. 57-35. Lead is 22 for Fort Loramie. Maurer to midcourt. Down the right side it goes to Maxwell Maurer. Caleb and Maxwell on the floor at the same time. Here's Holscher. Maxwell Maurer gets a screen from Plyman. A little pick and roll. Down inside to Austin. Muscles. Doesn't shoot. On the arc to Caleb Maurer. Elbow jumper from 16 is good. Oh, that was pure. 59-35. 2 minutes gone. Fourth quarter. Chaitin to midcourt for Yellow Springs. Gives it up high left to Sam Miller. Ball thrown baseline right to Jason Kennemeyer. Ball fumbled away, and Austin Plyman digs it off the floor. Long throw for Holscher. It is deflected on the play by Yellow Springs, out of bounds to Fort Loramie with 5:38 to go in the fourth. Redskins up 59-35. Well, Chuck, we get a day off tomorrow after a rare Saturday yesterday. And hopefully our two bugs will start to leave our systems.
I feel much better.
Do you? Good. I'm better today than yesterday. I might have had a hard time announcing yesterday. Head cold. Reared its ugly head. I'm improved today. Turnover Fort Loramie. Off the baseline. Out of bounds. Here comes Yellow Springs. 5:26 left in the fourth. 59-35 Redskins. Chaitin top of the circle. High right to Josh Clark. Game four of the MLK Classic here at Fort Loramie. First three games were very good. Chaitin gives it up to Sam Miller. He's picked up by Darren Eilerman. Ball weaved to Josh Clark. Left corner, deep, doesn't shoot. 4:58 to go in the game. Errant pass, intercepted by Caleb Maurer. Maurer goes down the floor, tries to dunk it. While he's fouled, no call on the play. Missed the dunk badly. Hope Caleb's not hurt. Whistle didn't blow for a foul. Caleb hit the deck hard right on his hind end, and he'll come off the floor with 4:52 to go. Didn't it look like he was at least bumped?
Anderson knew he did it. He came up and helped him up, and I saw him say sorry.
Why no call?
I have an opinion.
I'm mystified. 4:44 to go. 59-35 Redskins outside the arc on the right. It's Chayton. Chayton weaves near side to Sam Miller. Intercepted on the play by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins down the floor. 1, 2, 3 passes. Maxwell Maurer to Holscher. Blew the layup. Yellow Springs back the other way. 2-on-2. Chayton running over Darren Eilerman, who got in his path, was moving, and it's ruled a block. Two shots coming for Yellow Springs. 59-35, Redskins lead it. 4:21 to go here in the fourth. Thanks so much to Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. And we say hello to the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. Austin Plyman comes off. Carson Plyman in. 6'7 on the floor for 6'5. Free throws, one made, one missed by Yellow Springs, and a rebounding foul against the visiting team. Fort Loramie will bring it down the floor with 4:21 to go here in the fourth. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors these three with us each and every Fort Loramie game only all year long. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Far right wing, Ryan Holscher. He lines up a three, missed it off to the left. Good effort on the rebound by Carson Plyman. It is hammered away out of bounds off Yellow Springs. 4:02 to go in the fourth. Carter Gaston on the floor for Fort Loramie, 6-foot sophomore. Holscher is out. Redskins have it down the right side. It is Carter Gaston, gets a screen. Deals the top of the circle to Noah Manier, who's in, 6'3 junior. Here's an errant pass into the paint. Yellow Springs recovers it. Fort Loramie fouled on the back. It's going to be an academic finish to this game. Fort Loramie's going to win it going away. 23-point spread at the moment, 59-36. Yellow Springs was an addition to this MLK field for Preble Shawnee, which vacated for the Trent Arena event.
I hope all their people get stuck in traffic and can't get out.
Well, I tell you what, that's an automatic.
It is down there.
Yeah. You know it's going to happen whether you wish for it or not. 3 minutes, 17 seconds to go, fourth quarter. Chayton at midcourt for Yellow Springs on the bounce. Picked up by Maxwell Maurer. Into the corner, double teamed. Loose ball, Yellow Springs still has it. Nearly a travel. Ball thrown left corner to Jason Kennemeyer. Missed the three. Long rebound, Yellow Springs still in control. Under three to go in the game. Chayton head of the key. He's being checked by 6'7", Carson Plyman. Gave it up to Anderson. Weaves to the baseline. He's at the edge of the backboard. Low post left. Blocked out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Looking forward to this week, Chuck. Botkins boys have got a couple rough games at Rushi Tuesday at Jackson Center Friday.
Yeah.
Long three ball by Yellow Springs. Boy, a bomb from downtown for Josh Clark. He fired it home. What a shot to Clark.
He's got a couple.
59-39 in favor of Fort Loramie. Ball thrown by the Redskins into the lane area to Carson Plyman. Rolls away, and Yellow Springs scoops it up off the court. Chayton down to the high left area, and he triggers a three, and he airmails that one in. Back-to-back triples by Yellow Springs, 59-41, Fort Loramie. 2:07 to go in the fourth. Outside the arc on the right, Noah Manier with it. Noah, 6'3 junior, in off the bench. Now Carson Plyman, 6'7 senior. Ball being held high right, McCarter Gasson skips it cross court for the three-point shooter, Maxwell Maurer. It rimmed, rebound down to Anderson of Yellow Springs. Minute 38 to go in the fourth, and head coach Nick Trimbach gets a timeout. 17-point game. Fort Loramie leads it. 97 seconds to go. Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the very best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Chuck, are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home right there in Piqua? I think you are, often, right?
In Piqua, you're searching for anything to do.
Anna Market is at your service because Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best like you, Chuck McBee. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Yellow Springs coughs up the ball. Fort Loramie steals. Redskins down the floor, driving layup, no good. But I think Big Carson Plyman got the stick back.
Yeah, he did.
Big Carson went up high, used that 6'7" frame of his, and scored on the follow shot to make it 61-42 with 65 seconds to go in the game. Chayton on the arc for Yellow Springs. Gives it up to Liam McLean. Now to Chayton. Little floater outside the paint. No good. Foul committed by Fort Loramie with 57 seconds to go. 61-42 Redskins. Anna Market, Chairman's Reserve Meats. They are superb. Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads, always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Here's a steal after a missed free throw by Yellow Springs. Yellow Springs gets it back. Little hook shot by Anderson in the lane, no good. Ball goes out of bounds to Fort Loramie. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience from the Anna Market. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. The finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts, Chairman's Reserve from the Anna Market. Score remains 61-42. Fort Loramie turnover to our right. Yellow Springs with the ball. Baseline left. It's Anderson. It is tipped away out of bounds off Fort Loramie with 12 ticks to go on the clock. Again, a reminder, airtime 6:55 on Tuesday from Rushi. Botkins Trojans are in the house. Big SCAL game. Here's a long three by Yellow Springs, right through the well. Josh Clark poured it home. Good game for him. Final few seconds, that's it. Redskins dribble it away, 61-45. Fort Loramie over Yellow Springs in game four of the MLK Classic here this afternoon. First game of the day was won by Findlay Liberty Benton over Anna by four in game two. In a high-octane offensive bout, Rushi defeated Willard 71-60. In Game 3, upset winner St. Mary's over unbeaten Lexington by 3 points as big 6'11 Austin Parks for St. Mary's, the Ohio State commit, starred. And here in Game 4, Fort Loramie pretty easy time over Yellow Springs by a 61-45 count. That will conclude our broadcast here today. A couple more games remain. Minster Springfield Shawnee, or I should say Marion Local Springfield Shawnee, and Minster Miami East. A lot of good talent on the court yet here at the MLK Classic. Caleb Maurer gets the MVP award here at the conclusion of Game 4. Austin Parks got it at the end of Game 3. And it was Hayden Quinter for Rushi after Game 2.
All right.
16-point win, Fort Loramie. Chuck, let's take a couple minutes and wrap it up. Well done by the Redskins, who return to action in league play this week.
Yeah, they played, they shot the ball well. Yeah, it wasn't really a contest much after the end of the first quarter. They were up 11, pretty much coasted from there. But, they saw some good things, and they're building towards the finale, which is what they're doing this time of year.
Fort Loramie returns to play on Tuesday night at Anna, on the road at Houston next week as well. Don't know if that's a mistake on the schedule. It says Saturday, January 21st. Wonder why that game is being played on Saturday. This is right off the SCAL site. But the next two games for the Fort Loramie boys are away from home against Anna and Houston before returning here a week from Tuesday. Big game against Jackson Center. Chuck, let's take a look at the scoring. Caleb Maurer was really good. I bet there were 20-some threes made in this contest between the two clubs.
Well, we had 4, 6, 7, 8, 10, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You were right on. Close. 19 threes in the game. In the scoring for Yellow Springs, they had Sam Miller. He had 11. I'm going to go with him as my player of the game for whatever their nicknames are. And on the other side for Fort Loramie, Maurer had 24. Ethan Kaiser had 4 threes for 12. And Austin Plyman had 10 points. Going to go with Caleb Maurer as my player of the game for the Redskins.
As Fort Loramie defeats the Yellow Springs Bulldogs.
Bulldogs, there you go.
61-45. Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877
877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Yep, so many thanks to M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie Game sponsors for Fort Loramie contests all year long here on scoresbroadcast.com. We say hello to Brookins in Fort Loramie. Good eating at Brookins. Drop in, say hello to Carl Arnes. Tell him you heard about Brookins on scoresbroadcast.com. In Rushi, we say hello and give a big thanks to Superior Aluminum, the Francis Schulze Company, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks to our online listening audience here today on scoresbroadcast.com. The two games we covered, Rushi defeated Willard 71-60, and it was Fort Loramie 61, Yellow Springs 45. Thank you, our online audience. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Until Tuesday night from Rushi, when we bring you the Botkins at Rushi game, this is Jack Kramer saying good night. Final score of Game 4 here at the MLK Classic, 61-45, Fort Loramie victorious over Yellow Springs.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.